This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
How Trivial Pursuit became the ultimate 1980s game phenomenon. Discover how Trivial Pursuit conquered the 1980s with its pop culture trivia craze, from 80s music to iconic movies and unforgettable game nights. Remembering how Trivial Pursuit dominated the 1980s game scene. All right, picture this. It's the 1980s. Big hair, neon everywhere, synth pop blasting from every boombox, and Saturday nights dominated by 80s movies and TV shows that we just can't stop quoting. But in the midst of all that 1980s pop culture wizardry, something else took living rooms and family gatherings by storm. A little board game called Trivial Pursuit. Yep, that's right. The game with all those tiny pie-shaped pieces that looked like they belonged more in a pizza joint than on a living room carpet. Now, if you somehow escaped the 80s without encountering the Trivial Pursuit craze, let me bring you up to speed. This wasn't just any board game. It was the social phenomenon that proved everyone suddenly cared about knowing the capital of Burkina Faso or the name of Elvis Presley's longtime backup singers, the Jordanaires, if you're curious. Suddenly, everyone went from barely remembering 80s celebrities to quizzing each other on them like it was their job. So how did Trivial Pursuit explode on the scene like a John Hughes flick hitting blockbuster status? Well, it all started in 1979, but it wasn't until the early 80s that it really hit its stride. You could say Trivial Pursuit was the ultimate 80s game, competing alongside the likes of Rubik's Cube and Nintendo, before kids were glued to gaming consoles and smartphones. Here's the kicker. The game was simple enough that you could play it after just a couple of drinks at a party, but challenging enough to make you feel like a certified smarty pants if you racked up points. It became the perfect mix of entertainment and subtle flexing of your knowledge about, well, everything. 80s music. Questions about Madonna or Michael Jackson? Check. 1980s fashion. What brand made parachute pants? Hint, not parachute brand. 80s movies. From Back to the Future to The Breakfast Club, yep, those made it into the question baskets. 80s TV shows. Who shot JR? Was the kind of question that could make or break friendships in the early 80s. The game hit such a massive popularity peak during that decade because it perfectly captured the essence of the times, a curiosity for knowledge mixed with a love for pop culture. It was the perfect excuse for people to geek out over 80s pop culture at gatherings. Plus, in an era with no internet, it offered a legit way to test your trivia chops and brag about how many categories you could conquer. It also helped that the game was marketed all over the place, from TV commercials that felt like mini-movies to full-page ads in every other magazine and word of mouth among the growing crowd of trivia buffs. If you had a copy, you were basically the coolest kid on the block, or at least at your next family game night. And because the 80s were all about excess, bigger hair, louder colors, more cassette tapes than you knew what to do with, the game got plenty of expansions and special editions, keeping people hooked for years. The gameplay was pretty easy to pick up, but the rapid-fire questions reminded you that knowledge could be a weapon, or at least a great party trick. So if you're ever feeling nostalgic about those times, and who isn't after binge-watching a bunch of 80s movies or putting together a playlist of 80s music, give Trivial Pursuit a shot. It's a little window into a decade where knowing your stuff was just as important as rocking those leg warmers. By the way, while we're cruising down this memory lane, I wanted to toss in a quick shout-out to A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s, capturing all those wonderful quirks and vibes of the era, from the fashion and pop culture to the everyday adventures that shaped a generation. Check it out if you want a little extra 80s flavor, wrapped up in a warm, nostalgic narrative that's as entertaining as your favorite 80s TV shows, but with a modern twist. All right, that's all for now. Keep your trivia skills sharp and your neon headbands ready for the next time you decide to host a game night. Because in the 80s, knowledge wasn't just power, it was party fuel.